Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. Thank God for his love, his care, his compassion. And it's good to always remember that in everything we give thanks, in every situation we're going through, always remember to give thanks to the Lord. So thank you for joining again today. Holy Spirit, use me, speak through me, help me to deliver your message I put in my heart. All of you, none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. So, today we're going to be discussing, are you chasing with your own might? How are you chasing? How are you running? How are you running? I will look at Asahel's character in the Bible. You know, yesterday I said to you that when I read this passage, I was quite puzzled. And I asked the Holy Spirit, what is the lesson in this passage? What is it? Because it just felt bad, like someone running so fast to an opponent and it gets struck down and all that. And I was just wondering, and thank God for insights. And so another thing that I thought the Holy Spirit said to me was, are you running with your might? Are you? So I'm going to read from 2 Samuel 2, verses 17 to 23, and I would encourage you to read your Bible with me. So I go. The battle that day was very fierce, and Abner and the Israelites were defeated by David's men. Bear in mind, at this point, they had already defeated David's men. Sorry, they had already defeated Abner's men. David's men won. So this is why I don't understand this part. Why Asahel said to want to show power? Because no one sent him. The three sons of Zeruiah were there: Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. Now Asahel was as fleet-footed as a wild gazelle, and yesterday I said that means he's as fast as an antelope, which runs 60 miles an hour. So imagine someone running that fast. You see, Asahel had a gift of speed. He chased Abner, turning neither right nor the left. And bear in mind that Abner was probably on a horse or something. A horse runs probably at the max 71, that's about 50 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour. So, you know, 50 miles an hour. So, clearly he was faster than a horse and the chariot that was running with him, that Abner was on. Now, so, as Abner looked behind him and said and asked, "Is that you, Asahel?" "It is," he said. He answered. Then Abner said to him, "Turn aside to the right or to the left. Take on one of the young men and strip him of his weapons." But Asahel could not stop chasing. So you see, pride is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. You see, and you know, I'll speak after I finish. Again, Abner warned Asahel, "Stop chasing me. Why should I strike you down? How could I look your brother Joab in the face?" But Asahel refused to give up the pursuit. So Abner thrust the butt of his spear and came out to his back. So Abner thrust the butt of his spear into Asahel's stomach, and the spear came out through his back. He fell there and died on the spot, and every man stopped when he came to the place where Asahel had fallen and died. And I stopped there. See, pride is a bad thing. You see, Abner knew that he could take Asahel. He knew he could kill him. And he didn't really want to. He kept saying, "Don't chase me, chase other men." But you see, Asahel was so focused on, "I have to show my power. I'm faster than you. I can still meet you and kill you." And even though he was using his giftings, the intention of Asahel was pride. He went to showcase that, "Yes, I'm proud. I have this gifting. I can run as fast as you, and I can hunt you down and kill you." Bear in mind that David's men already defeated Abner's men. They already defeated them already. So why are you chasing them again? Like, why? Why? Who really sent you? You see, a lot of these times I'm wondering, why did you go? What were you chasing there? Nothing. But if you were not there to glorify God, you were there to glorify yourself. Because if you might win a battle, the battle had already been won. David defeated Abner's men. So why were you really chasing? Who really sent you? What is the intention of your heart, Abner's heart, you know, Asahel's heart to run and outrun Abner, if not for pride? You see, pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before a fall. Because, look, if it was a case whereby Asahel needed to fight Abner to win, or maybe God had told him, you need to run and kill Abner, right? Then the person in him is bigger than Abner. And God would have given him the skill, the wisdom to defeat Abner. But he went on his own. On his own. And met his death. Because what? One, pride. Two, wrong motive. Three, not following God. If you bring it into today's context, you have so many examples in our lives every single day where God not send you somewhere. You know, maybe you have been praying and forgot, you know, to open a door for you, etc. And God is still trying to take you to the process of helping you, you know, most of all, really prepare you for that position. But you feel the process is too hard. It's too hard. You can do it on your own and you leave God and you run. And then you get there and you get gospels. Then you come back. Because we think, but it's hard. Why can't I just do it? Like, but God is saying that, my daughter, my son, this part of character, I want you to work on it. You know, you're not ready yet. Let me ready you first. It may be slower than what you normally expect, but then God is working it. And so remember that when God is working it, He's the one that knows the end from the beginning. And He knows what you need that process to become who He has called you to be. And even bigger than you even think or I think. But that pride, like Abner, can come and say, oh God, I'm tired. What is it? I'll go and do it myself. God loves you. Come back. Because if you go without preparation, if you go without going through the right preparation, it can destroy you or destroy me. Look at Saul. Saul was the one case in the Bible where I say, did not really have grounding of, you know, going through a process before becoming king. Right? And you could see that he could not maintain that kingship because he didn't go through that rigor required before he became king. David on the hard went through it. So you could see the difference in both kingships. And eventually, it led to his death as well. His various decisions. And so, in the case of Abner was prideful. Ask myself, and sometimes I actually want to say, you are proud. In those cases, when you think, oh, God, I'm tired. No, I'm done. I can't wait again. Let me just go for it. Ask the question, God, should I go? Me and you are not too big to ask God a question, should I go? Ask God. He will tell you yes or no. And he tells you no. You swallow the pride, you enter into your body, it might pain you, but then just sit down, put and look. Because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what can happen if you go too early. He knows. And so here we are. Abner displaying his giftings phenomenally well, but that gifting led him to his death. Because the intention behind him showcasing the gifting was not correct. And God did not send him. He sent himself. It was about pride. So let us remember that whatever God has said to us will come to pass. Whatever gifting he has given to us should be stewarded by God, not by us. Let God show you how he wants you to use these gifts. So we don't end up using ourselves and not entering into ditches where God has not sent us to. So we don't, you know, steward the gift blindly when we know God has given us eyes to see everything. God help us. And so today I say to you, remember, prayer goes before a fall. And so whenever we think we're acting in pride, please stop. Let us stop. And it only needs us to think that this thing I'm doing, sure, is it right? Once we experience it, let us just stop. Because the fact that we have wrong intentions can affect what's happening. Because it will not be the right way. Let God be the one to now help us and lead us and prepare us as He's called us to. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.